Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we're talking about how to identify constructive criticism. So I'm guessing you welcome criticism. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. You know, I am one of those rare leaders that I actually read anonymous criticism. And I know many people don't, and many people have advised me not to over the years. But I always think there may be some reason, maybe it's something, my style of leadership or whatever that's keeping somebody from signing their name. So I even listen to the anonymous criticism. But the key word of what we're talking about is constructive criticism, something that's useful. The word constructive serves a useful purpose, tending to build up. Criticism, of course, is the act of passing judgment onto something, and nothing wrong with that. But you want it to be constructive judgment, constructive criticism. And so, I think one of the things I told our church recently, Chandler, is, I think COVID exaggerated this, but we're turning into a mean society in many ways. And, statistics tell us that we're much lonelier than we used to be. We spend more time alone. Social media does that. And as a result of that, there's just been some real meanness. And I've even seen that in the church. And it's hard. So how do we know when criticism is constructive? That's what we're talking about, seven ways.
Yep. So seven indicators of constructive criticism. Let's start with number one and jump in here. What's the first one?
It builds up the body or the organization for everyone. It's helpful for the entire vision. Everyone gets to benefit from constructive criticism.
What about number two?
It is not self-serving. And that's a huge one. You know, the scripture tells us that we should consider the interest of other people. That's like a biblical command for believers. And so constructive criticism doesn't seek merely a personal gain. And so not self-serving.
What about number three?
It offers suggestions for improvement. Now, I'm not saying that it does that every time. You just may know something's wrong, but you don't have any clue how to make it better. But constructive criticism, again, by definition, is going to come with an intent to help. And so if you have an idea, throw it on the table. Hey, here's how we could probably do this better.
Yeah. Not just pointing out the problems, but also showing some ways for solutions that you could think of. That's helpful. What's the next one?
That's right. It creates useful dialogue. It creates useful dialogue. And here again, this may not happen every time, but if conversation can lead to the benefit of everyone, then it could be an indicator that it's constructive. It's helping to build the organization. So good constructive criticism. Like if you come to your church staff and you say, you offer some constructive criticism, it probably should stir some dialogue. Hey, so-and-so said this. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Hey, what if it has that ability to stir positive conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I think of, we just had a secret shopper, so to speak, come in and take a look at one of our Sunday mornings. And we met with them after church. And when we had the conversations, guess what it did? It sparked useful dialogue. You know, of course, it probably was hard to swallow at times, but, you know, it allows for us to improve. So very helpful there. What about the next one, Ron?
I've had that done before, and I've done it, and it is hard to receive that, but it does create dialogue. So
for sure.
Yeah, the next one is it affirms others or the vision. So as I understand the terms, constructive criticism would never tear down the overarching vision and goals and objectives of the organization. That's not constructive. That's not building something up. And so it should affirm other people, others or the vision.
And what about number six?
It can be realistically implemented or discussed. And again, this may not happen every single time. You may have some wild idea that is constructive criticism, but most of the time it's realistic that you could actually do this. It merits discussion. The reason it stirs dialogue is because it's constructive for the organization. It helps.
And what about the last one, number seven?
The last one is it's not overly divisive. Again, the whole point is it's building up, not tearing down. Mm-hmm. So constructive criticism is never going to divide the room, so to speak. Again, there's positive conversation. You may not disagree on the constructive criticism, but you don't view it as, wow, this is trying to make us against each other, because otherwise it wouldn't be constructive.
Well, we hope you found those seven indicators helpful for constructive criticism. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, reviewing, and subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.